Leviticus chapter 14. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, "This will be the procedure for him who is leprous on the day of his cleansing. Now he will be brought to the priest, and the priest will go outside the camp, and the priest will examine him. And if the affliction of leprosy has healed in the leper, then the priest will command that two birds are taken for him that is having himself cleansed, live and clean ones, and cedar wood, and scarlet dye, and hyssop. And the priest will command that one bird be killed in an earthenware vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he will take it and the cedar wood, and the scarlet dye, and the hyssop, and he will dip them, and the bird that is alive, in the blood of the bird that was killed, above running water. And he will sprinkle it seven times on him who is having himself cleansed from the leprosy, and he will pronounce him clean, and he will release the bird that is alive into the open field. And he that is having himself cleansed will wash his clothes, and he will shave all his hair, and he will wash himself in water, and he will be clean. And after that he will go to the camp, and he will stay outside his tent for 7 days. And it will come to pass on the seventh day that he will shave all his hair, his head and his chin and his eyebrows. So he will shave off all his hair, and he will wash his clothes and wash his body in water, and he will be clean. Then on the eighth day he will take 2 young lambs without blemish, and 1 young ewe, 1 year old, without blemish, and 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour for the meal offering, mixed with oil, and 1 log of oil. And the priest who performs the cleansing will place the man who is having himself cleansed, and them, before the Lord, at the entrance to the tent of contact. And the priest will take 1 lamb, and he will offer it as a guilt offering, and the log of oil, and he will wave them as a wave offering before the Lord. And he will slaughter the lamb in the place where he slaughters the sin offering and the burnt offering, in the holy place, for the guilt offering is as the sin offering to the priest. It is a holy of holies. And the priest will take some of the blood of the guilt offering, and the priest will put it on the lobe of the right ear of him who is having himself cleansed, and on his right thumb and on his right hand big toe. And the priest will take some of the log of oil, and he will pour it in the palm of the priest's left hand. And the priest will dip his right finger in the oil which is in his left palm, and he will sprinkle some of the oil with his finger 7 times before the Lord. And the priest will put some of the remainder of the oil which is in his palm on the lobe of the right ear of him who is having himself cleansed, and on his right thumb and on his right hand big toe, with the blood of the guilt offering. And as for the remainder of the oil in the priest's palm, he will put it on the head of him who is having himself cleansed, and the priest will atone for him before the Lord. And the priest will perform the sin offering, and he will atone for him who is having himself cleansed from his uncleanness, and afterwards he will slaughter the burnt offering. And the priest will perform the burnt offering and the meal offering on the altar, and the priest will atone for him, and he will become clean. But if he is poor, and he cannot afford it, he will take 1 lamb as a guilt offering, as a wave offering, to atone for him, and 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil as a meal offering, and a log of oil, and 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons as he is able to afford, and 1 will be a sin offering and the other a burnt offering. And he will bring them on the 8th day of his cleansing to the priest at the entrance to the tent of contact before the Lord. And the priest will take the lamb of the guilt offering and the log of oil, and the priest will wave them as a wave offering before the Lord. And he will slaughter the lamb of the guilt offering, and the priest will take some of the blood of the guilt offering, and he will put it on the lobe of the right ear of him who is having himself cleansed, and on his right thumb, and on his right hand big toe. And the priest will pour some of the oil into the priest's left palm. And the priest will with his right finger sprinkle some of the oil which is in his left palm 7 times before the Lord. and the priest will put some of the oil which is in his palm on the lobe of the right ear of him who is having himself cleansed, and on his right thumb and on his right hand big toe, at the place of the blood of the guilt offering. And as for the remainder of the oil which is in the priest's palm, he will put it on the head of him who is having himself cleansed, to atone for him before the Lord. And he will perform the offering of one of the turtle doves or young pigeons, whatever he can afford. He will offer whatever he can afford, one as a sin offering and one as a burnt offering, with a meal offering, and the priest will atone for him who is having himself cleansed before the Lord. This is the procedure for him who has the affliction of leprosy, who cannot afford the animals of his cleansing procedure. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron and said, When you go into the land of Canaan, which I am giving you as a possession, if I inflict an affliction of leprosy on a house in the land of your possession, then he whose house it is will go and tell the priest and say, An affliction seems to have appeared on my house. And the priest will command that they empty the house before the priest comes to examine the affliction, so that nothing in the house becomes unclean, and after that the priest will come and examine the house. And he will examine the affliction, and if the affliction is in the walls of the house, in greenish or reddish hollows, and its profile is recessed in the wall, then the priest will go out of the house to the entrance of the house, and he will close the house for 7 days. Then the priest will return on the 7th day, and he will examine it, and if the affliction has spread in the walls of the house, then the priest will command that they remove the stones that have the affliction in them, and they will cast them out of the city in an unclean place. And he will have the house scraped inside all around, and they will pour out the dust which they scrape off outside the city in an unclean place. And they will take other stones, and they will bring them in place of those stones, and he will take other powder, and he will plaster the house. And if the affliction returns, and it flares up in the house after he has removed the stones, and after the scraping of the house, and after application of the plaster, then the priest will come, and he will examine it, and if the affliction has spread in the house, it is a rankling leprosy in the house, it is unclean. Then he will demolish the house, its stones and its beams, and all the plaster of the house, and he will take it outside the city to an unclean place. And whoever goes into the house all the time that he shut it up will be unclean until the evening. And whoever lies in the house will wash his clothes, and whoever eats in the house will wash his clothes. But if the priest comes, as he must, and he examines it, and if the affliction has not spread in the house after the house has been plastered, then the priest will pronounce the house clean, for the affliction has been cured. And to expiate the house, he will take 2 birds and cedar wood and scarlet dye and hyssop. And he will kill 1 bird in an earthenware vessel over running water. And he will take the cedar wood and the hyssop and the scarlet dye and the bird that is alive, and he will dip them in the blood of the bird that was killed and in the running water, and he will sprinkle it on the house 7 times. And he will expiate the house with the blood of the bird, and with the running water, and with the living bird, and with the cedar wood, and with the hyssop, and with the scarlet dye. And he will release the living bird outside the city in the open field, and he will atone for the house, and it will be clean. This is the procedure for every affliction of leprosy, and of scall, and of leprosy of a garment, and of a house, and of a swelling, and of scurf, and of a bright spot, to teach when a thing is unclean and when a thing is clean. This is the procedure for leprosy.